A Friday night family dinner should be a time of calm and relaxation. A chance to unwind after a hard week with the ones you love. But not if you're the Goodman family. Chaotic British sitcom Friday Night Dinner is back on Channel 4, starring Simon Bird, Tom Rosenthal, Tamsin Gregg, Paul Ritter and Mark Heap. It's an extra helping of belly laughs. Brand new Friday Night Dinner starts Friday 27th of March, only on Channel 4 and All 4.
Immediately, obviously, post heart attack, it was like, I'm really not ready for any kind of sexual activity. But we did other things, you know.
Scrabble.
I had the pleasure of speaking to three fabulous ladies about what life is really like after a life-changing event like a heart attack. We talk spirituality, relationships, mental health and Scrabble. Join me, Lucy Mangan, for the Ticker Tapes from the British Heart Foundation. Available now on your favourite podcast platform.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We like her more than a smidge, it's Kelly Cartledge.
Better than Taboo. It's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy, cease and desist. We love you guys. Welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bravs. As usual, it's me, Ronnie Karam. You can find me up on Roast Pricks, the Bachelor Roast, which is about to start covering, I don't know, that new Bachelor show where they sing stuff in the Shallows. I'm calling it In the Shallows because, I mean, what a perfect name. And here I am with the gorgeous Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island cartoon, which you can find here on YouTube. And also, a board game podcast that he just started called Ben Loves Games. What's it called, Ben? I'm so sorry. I don't mean
It's fine. It's totally fine. I was invited to be one of the rotating guest hosts on a board game podcast called Game Brain, which just celebrated its 1 year anniversary. So if you like board games, go check that out.
Yeah, do it. So today is a Vanderpump Rules recap. We're testing out live streaming today through our Patreon app because we had so much fun doing it last week on Instagram Live. We love doing live shows, and we do a couple videos, as you know, a week for Crappens on Demand, where you can watch it on your smart TV and all that through Patreon. So we figured we would try this live stream option out. So some of you are watching this live and some of you will have that option. Just go to Patreon, sign up at the $5 level. You can cap that so you're not paying $1 million a month. Just cap it at $5 and you can get that. We've got new t-shirts up this month. We've got Vote Ben Ron 2020, which actually is not looking like too bad of an idea at this point.
Seriously.
And we've also got Gather shirts, but instead of Gather, they say Isolate. You know, we stick with the times. And what else? Bonus episodes, all that good stuff on Patreon. I think that's all we have to plug today, right, Ben?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think we're just right now just plugging this Crappens on Demand thing and seeing how this works, integrating Zoom with YouTube and Patreon, where it's just sort of like, you know, it's crazy times and we're doing crazy things just to try to make things work here in the Watch What Crappens multiverse.
It sure is. I've got a lot of windows open on my computer, I'll tell you that. I'm just like, what the hell?
I know. There's a lot going on, but we're just trying to make things happen and we're experimenting with technology. Thank God for technology in these times, right? Connecting
Jeez,
us all.
No kidding.
Oy vey.
We get it working, once we're sure that this worked today, this test, which you can view this test as a Crappens on Demand video anyway, if you're a member over there. If we get this to work, we'll try doing some live streams during the week for you guys stuck at home. And that should be fun for everybody involved.
Yeah, because what's cool about this versus just your standard Crappens on Demand is that this is actually live streaming to YouTube. So you can actually write comments along and stuff like that, and everyone can comment, et cetera, to sort of recapture that vibe that we had on Instagram Live. So, that's what's going on.
Okay, everybody. So here we are with what do you think about this episode, Ben? This is episode 812 of Vanderpump Rules. It's called All Dogs Go to Heaven. Dog meaning the dead-ass lizard, because you can't trust goddamn Tom Schwartz to do anything. And people are calling Tiger King abuse. Why is nobody on Tom Sandoval's ass for not being able to keep a fucking lizard alive for 3 weeks? Okay?
I know. They really should. Oh, we should mention, by the way, that our bonus episode this week is recapping the first episode of Tiger King. We've had a lot of people say that we should be recapping that show. But guess what? We've already started the process, okay? So go check that out, because we are already talking about Tiger King. It's very exciting. But yeah, you're right. Tom Schwartz, I mean, yeah, why? The problem is that Tom Schwartz, here's what he really needed to do. He needed to release a country music video, and then he needed to blame all the problems with dog on a lady in full-on, you know, cat print, which conveniently does happen this episode. So, you know.
Yeah. I saw lizard and lizard saw man.
So I enjoyed the episode. I'm not going to lie. There was lots of petty bullshit in it. And we saw our friend Danny Pellegrino in the background on it during a scene. So, you know, had a little bit of everything for me.
I didn't see Danny Pellegrino. We were going to go to this party because we like Tom and Ariana in real life. And we were going to go, and we had some crap and stuff, but also I ain't going to look stupid on camera. It's like, who invited Dom DeLuise to the party, you know?
Well, one of the issues was that it was a Tuesday night and it was in Glendale. So Tuesday nights are just, you know, work days are hard.
Yeah,
for
we had
us,
a live stream thing or something that night.
And yeah, and on top of that, like, I don't know how to dress extra. Like, and I'm not saying that, like, I just can't be extra. It's just, what am I going to do? Put on another plaid? I just didn't know how to be extra.
Old Navy does not sell extra. Okay. It's like, look at Ronnie in his extra Hawaiian print shirt. Like, I can't.
You know? I just don't really have any things. Oh, by the way, here's an update from my dad. He said he went to Costco this morning. Dad. Why?
Because that's how parents are. Parents want I think parents want to die in the coronavirus time. I feel like my parents would be like, apocalypse, told ya. It's like, okay, you beat everybody to heaven, Dad. Congrats.
Yeah, well, the good news is he said the store was empty and that they used Clorox wipes on everything he touched. So he said it was actually the best Costco experience he ever had. You know what? It's time for miracles. This is life.
It's time for your dad to start a Yelp account is what it's time for. Just your dad's reviews, Mr. Mandelker's reviews on everything.
Okay. Anyway, the point is this.
It's the best Costco experience I ever had, Ben.
Talk about it. That's what I should have been extra. Listen, the Costco's in Glendale. I should have just dressed up like my dad with a Costco cart and just been like, this is the best Costco experience I ever had.
Okay. I do. I'm following along and I'm loving it. So here we go. The first episode. Okay. The first scene, Trixie Monocle has found the meth. Okay. This cast is passing a bag around meth this season. We see them all go crazy on it, mostly Jax, let's be honest, and he wouldn't be passing it, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But basically, they're passing around meth, and Trixie has it right now. So it's like the talking meth, okay? Trixie Monocle has the talking meth because she's singing, she's going, ready to go, just take it out to the flow. Flow, 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 to the flow, take it out, and let us go. How many lyrics are you going to try and fit in there, Trixie? Okay, you're Trixie. I need three words from you at a time. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Hey, let's go. Okay, that's it.
Yes. And then, you know, yesterday on Twitter, right before the show aired, we had a poll up, and we said, the poll asked, what will Britney's first words be to Jax? What will Britney's first words to Jax be on tonight's Vanderpump Rules? And the poll options were, we're married, or you're my husband, or hi husband, or we did it. So we got the answer to that.
What won the poll?
50% of people said Britney's first words to Jax in this episode would be, we're married.
I agree. That's what I would have voted for.
Well, we were close. We didn't quite get it. The way the scene opened with Jax and Britney returning to Valley Village is Jax actually initiating it and saying, actually coming into our house as a married couple, babe. Wow. And then she said, you have to carry me, husband and wife. So we were close, but didn't quite nail it.
Yeah, you were close. Yeah, the husband and wife was in there. So that was good. I also noticed that they have an American flag right in their front yard, which, listen, I'm an American. I love America. I'm a consumer. Love that about America. I think we do carbs the best. We do junk snacks. We do a lot of things the best, okay? I'm proud to be an American. But ever since 9/11, some people are like, I have a flag. I'm more American than you.
Lamestream media. You are lamestream media.
And, of course, Britney is one of those fucking people. Like, oh, my God. Do they not have a flag for the valley that you could put up?
I actually think it was Jax who put that flag up.
Maybe.
I would put it on Jax.
Yeah, I would go for that.
It could be a joint effort. Okay. I'm surprised they haven't put up a – I'm surprised they have not actually hung – something that said, just married, with a bunch of like cans just dangling down over their door.
That's their wind chime. Just a bunch of like old rusted, you know, Campbell's soup cans. Like, clink, clink, clink. We're still, hey, Jax, did you hear that? The wind's blowing and we're still married.
She probably, I guarantee that Britney, every weekend, she still made her friends throw rice at her, you know? And then, and then this whole coronavirus thing happens and everyone's stocking up on their rice. She's like, it's just hard because this is supposed to be the best year of my life after I got married and now I can't have my rice ceremonies anymore.
Fucking birds dead all over the neighborhood from eating that rice. She's like, why are all the birds dying? This is supposed to be the best year of my life.
It's like we were supposed to go on our honeymoon and we couldn't even go on our honeymoon because coronavirus. It's just like, I know that people are dying and stuff, but it's just hard for us.
So then we go over to Tom and everybody's getting to work and Schwartz is like, hi Max. Waste of life Schwartz over there. And Max is like, you smell like liquor. Of course, looking behind him on the wall, like there's something on the wall behind him. Like, hey, man, you still smell like liquor. Max looks like a bowling ball that has just been waxed. What the hell, dude? Is it moisturizer? Because it's like from head to toe. He looks like he's been waxed.
He reminds me of a bowling ball. One time I went bowling. I think I've actually told this story before on the podcast, which just shows how long our podcast has been on the air for, that I'm getting around to telling the story a second time. I remember one time going to Mount Kisco Bowl. A ball rolled up through that thing and it just said Ruth. And I just thought that was the funniest thing. A big red ball that said Ruth. That's what he reminds me of. Ruth. Ruth the bowling ball.
Like, I used to have one that said Rondel.
that makes sense because you're Rondel. But like, imagine just an anonymous bowling ball that just rolls up. And it's like dark red, maroonish, almost burgundy. And just
of course,
says,
Ruth had a dark roll. Because, you know, Ruth is like, you know, I got a new bowling ball, but to thank this bowling alley, I'm donating this one. That's right. It's the Ruth.
Yeah, to Ruth. And Ruth was a tricky bowling ball. I remember my friend Sarah wound up to go, like, do her whole, like, you know, to roll the ball. And the ball just, like, fell off her fingers. And just, it didn't even just, like, go flying back or forward. It just fell
fucking
down.
Fucking huge-fingered Ruth.
Ruth. Slippery Ruth. That's Ruth. What Max is.
Ruth. See of the gigantic, fat, slippery fingers. And you know people with their names on their bowling ball? Like, that's actually because you care so much about bowling. And then, so yeah. You get your bowling ball custom made in the bowling ball shop at the front of the Skylanes. Yeah. And when they do it, it's like they measure your hand and everything. And so people who get specialized balls are like, oh, well, you know what? My thumb in the standard way. I need my thumb hole to be over to the right a little bit more. And then, yeah. You get the Ruth ball, and it's this fucked up ball. You're breaking your hand from trying to get your thumb the way that Ruth liked it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's like one of those like foundational memories. I will always remember Sarah going ready to like hurl Ruth down the alley, and Ruth just falls. And it was like, it's not like Ruth slipped off and she went off this way or that way. It just was like a straight on vertical plop. And then Ruth just sat there. And it was so hilarious that Sarah immediately just ran away and peed.
So the point is, nobody's bowling. they're all at Tom Tom. And did you notice that Max just keeps winking at the beginning? He's like, hey, Tom. Hey. Hey, Tom. Like jerking his head and winking at the same time. And then he sees the other Tom and he's like, hey, Tom, hey, hey, Tom. Hey,
I
hey.
Actively try not to look at Max when he's talking, to be honest.
Well, he's not looking at you while he's talking, so.
That's true.
May as well.
So meanwhile, Tom and Ariana Sandoval are over at Sir Bartending because, you know, Ariana's, you know, bartending that depression away. And Dana comes up.
What
and...
everybody needs to help their depression, a bartending chef.
At Sir. Next to like DJ Danny, what was his name? There's that DJ that they have after James, who's just like DJ Danny.
DJ Danny,
Johnson.
Not James. Because yeah. That's all anybody ever called him. I'm sorry, okay? DJ yeah. DJ Danny, you're not James. So stop it. Get out of here.
So Dana's like, so how was everything? Tell me everything. Tell me how was the wedding? And then we also cut to this random shot of Danica. Bossing someone around, she goes, can you bring that Cure Royale, but make sure there's a raspberry? Like, put a raspberry in it. Can you make sure there's a raspberry in it? Put a raspberry in it. Okay, thanks.
Earning that manager check. Cure Royale. Also, by the Cure.
Also, who puts a raspberry in a Cure Royale? For crying out loud. These people are monsters.
So then back with Schwartz, he's like, oh, I really miss Tom Tom. It's the only place without Katie on a couch. and Max is like, yeah. And so Schwartz is talking about how he's mourning the loss of his lizard and he's going to have a big, meaningful memorial at the Mondrian pool tomorrow.
Where the most meaningful things happen is at the Sky Bar.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, we only knew each other 3 weeks, but we were connected, bro. And Max is like, you know what? I'm going to get a RIP dog tattoo. Yeah, brah. Yeah. It's going to say RIP dog. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. It's right next to my Ruth tattoo. Yeah, bro. So
Max is a Ruth. Like, they think they're bringing out this beautiful new bowling ball everybody's going to want to bowl with. And then it just thuds down right in the middle of the floor. And some girl runs away and pees. You know?
Yeah. He is a Ruth. He's a Ruth. Sorry.
Max is a plot Ruth on
this
show.
He's a Ruth ball. He's a Ruth ball that just fell off your fingers.
Casting Ruth.
Yeah, he's the reverse of Carl and Lindsay. The finger's actually coming out. So anyway, Dana's talking about how Max, when she went to Max to apologize, how he did not accept her apology and he does not want us to be together and like we're not speaking. So, you know, it's going well. I'm like, it is going well. That is like you are so lucky Max is not speaking to you. Like, congratulations. You avoided a huge mine.
Well, it's not like you guys have been together for years, dude.
And Ariana's like, yeah, like, you don't even know if he's being honest or not until, like, you really know him better. Like, for example, watch. Tom, I can tie a cherry with my tongue. Bro, you're not even supporting my jump rope career. That's when you've been together a long time. Okay, right there.
So, Max has decided that Danica's been spreading too many rumors. And so now he's going to ban her.
Oh, no,
Tom.
He's going to 86 her.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, 86
and
her.
These people, like, I get that you're trying to throw around restaurant lingo to make it seem like you've worked there for more than 5 days and have some kind of working knowledge, but 86 means we're out of it, or it means throw it out, okay? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean ban. It's banned, okay? So just anyone who's never had the pleasure of working in a restaurant, The show's full of shit. Okay.
Wow.
We're out of Danica. Nobody says that.
if anything, we have actually just we have a good supply of Danica.
Yes, we sure do. Dead-eyed Danica. We're in stock. Okay.
Yeah, we are in stock. That is one thing that has not been binged on in the coronavirus apocalypse. Okay.
So like, yeah, I've got an 86er, and Tom Schwartz is like, what? So then we cut to Danica, who's by the fridge. Oh, well, we find out the story from Max. He's like, yeah, like, she's disrespectful, bro. And like, she talks way too much. And like, she's even been disrespectful to Richardson. So,
wow. I love, like, every 5 years, there's a storyline about how someone disrespected Richardson. It's like, it's back. It's back. Last time was when James disrespected Richardson and they had to have a sit down with Lisa at Pump.
I think that this cast is just like, you know what? Nobody disrespected Richardson, but we'd like to point out that there is actually one minority hired at Sir.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So then we go back to Danica. And she's wondering, like she's talking about this whole situation. She goes, like I heard about me being rude to Richardson, but it was like swept under the rug and like never spoken about again. So like I didn't think it was that huge of a deal. Like I like that she heard a rumor about her. She's like, apparently I was rude to him. I don't know. I was just hearing. I heard this crazy rumor. I heard that I was rude to Richardson. Did you hear about that? Oh my God, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And then we see a clip of her telling the girls at lunch the other day, which we didn't see at the time. And she's like, he said, you're talking behind my back to people. And I'm like, we're both managers. So like, if you have something to say, let's manager talk. Okay. Cause like, we're both managers. So
yeah. And Max is like, you know, she's like nice to my face and everything, but like as soon as she leaves here, she like goes to Sir and talks shit, you know? I'm like, you guys are both, you realize you guys are all doing that. And that's actually, by the way, like the reason why you're on the show, like to get on the show, you have to talk shit about each other. You realize that's how the show works, right?
Yeah. And banning each other from someone else's restaurant is just so weak. It's such a weak place to come from. And if you want to talk professional behavior, how many of your employees have you fucked, Sir?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So
exactly.
Max is like, yeah, she screwed me over like multiple times, and the whole rumor about me saying I'm the owner of Tom Tom, ridiculous. Then like screwing over Adriana, that situation, ridiculous. Then her spreading rumors to Dana, that's the straw that broke the camel. Okay, you're so full of shit. Let's go over these. Okay, the whole rumor about you saying I'm the owner of Tom Tom, you probably did that. I have no proof. Mm-hmm. The screwing over of Adriana, that came from Adriana. That's not a rumor. And then the rumor to Dana is that you're with some big boobied, you know, bimbo at whichever Jones has $13 Brussels sprouts. Okay,
which they both do.
Yeah, that not a rumor. Everybody on Bravo this week is like, it's a rumor. Like Mike on Shaw's, oh, you know this rumor. It's got to stop. It's not a rumor. Adam was sending dick pics. This is not a rumor. Okay, Max is fucking some big titty bimbo from San Diego who moved here for him.
Yeah, and of course, you know Tom Schwartz, who really he's like, oh man, she's a disruption, and I fully stand by your side on your decisions. What were we talking about again?
Congratulations on finally tying the knot. Here's some rice in your face. It's like, bro, you're not at the wedding anymore. So Danica, I guess. So she's like, so that's what's interesting going on with me, Raquel, by this refrigerator, which we just totally happen to be standing by right now. And Raquel's like, yeah, speaking of interesting, Lala has reached out to me and wants to talk about a lot of different stuff.
Yeah, I mean, she wants to talk about James, and I want to talk with her about things, and I just want to tell her that what she said about me was not cool, and I'm really hoping that it's going to be a big closure for us.
Let me show you the text that she sent me, and Danica reads it, and she's like, yeah, Sheena told me about you and James, and I wanted to tell you how my drinking has affected me and the people around me, especially the people I love the most. And it's like, okay, so Lala's going to come in here and try and have a storyline so she doesn't have to pick up dog shit for 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So then we go back over to Living Hell on Earth, which is Jax and Brittany's house. And there's all these boxes in their living room. And Brittany's like, look at all these boxes. I mean, they're from our wedding website. Remember when we got married last weekend? God, that was fun. We're married.
As much money as I spent in Kentucky, this better be fucking good. I spent so much money. Ooh.
Yeah. For as much money as we spent on this wedding, these better be some good-ass wedding gifts. It's your registry, okay?
Yeah, you picked it out.
You literally told people specifically what you want them to buy for you.
And of course I picked dish towels. Who puts that on a registry, okay? That's some weak shit. Like, what is that? What Charlie's going to buy you? Dish towels, really? You better get some more expensive shit. Oh, go ahead.
No, Jax is just like, if I were in charge of this registry, it would be a car part or tickets to the Kings or maybe even a jet ski. You know, something I could use. I'm like, enjoy riding that jet ski through Valley Village.
Yeah, a lot of Coke and mirror trays, okay? You can't get that at Nordsies, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't know if you can register for a social media job in Tampa, so.
So Brittany's like, everybody's been sending me texts and Facebooks and notes and letters saying it was the best time of their life. When was the best time of their life?
I'm like, I don't think that you saw all the air quotes around that. That's sarcasm, Brittany. Yeah, being in that hot, humid Kentucky sun all afternoon, that was the best time of my life. Oh, really? You liked it?
Yeah. And Jax is like, listen, I wanted to get as much basic white people shit in there as I could, all right? I didn't want to forget anything. You know, my speech, you know, that's why it was so good. Like, I couldn't forget Wings or Friends, you know, really rough writing those. So he goes, I wanted to put him down in PowerPoints. And the producer's like, so bullet points? He's like, no, PowerPoints. Well, what's the difference between a bullet point and a PowerPoint? And then they put up on screen, you know, like a PowerPoint presentation of why Jax is an idiot. And that shit is so cute when you're like a hot young model in LA, like pretending that you were in the Navy or that you were a Marine and that you're a hero and a supermodel. It's not really as cute when you're like, I don't know, like pouring over your really too tight polyester pants and your sweaty silk shirt and your fucking waxed face and age spots and like Coke nose. It's like, it's sadder to be that stupid. You understand that, right?
Yeah, it is much sadder. And I appreciated the producers trolling him with this just shitty PowerPoint presentation with like a font that's like a relative to Comic Sans, but not quite. And then the bullet points said pool party and this and that. So then we go back to Brittany and she's like, I can't believe it's over. I almost wanted to cry when we were leaving the castle. I'm like, it will never end. Don't worry. It's not over because you will never let it end for us.
Yeah. I'm sure that parts of your DNA will always be all over that castle. It's like that castle will never recover from the cast of Vanderpump Rules coming in and they're rubbing their shit all over everything. So she's like, I'm tired. Let's take a nap, Jax. He's like, I was just thinking of a nap. She's like, oh, we're husband and wife.
Yeah, she's like, hey, husband and wife. Hey, so you going to carry me upstairs? You know, because the threshold thing, every stair is a threshold, right? So
he carries her up and there's just like a trail of sad cans, you know, clanking on the steps on the way up.
Just carried up the staircase.
Just carried.
That's wordplay. So then we go over to the Sky Bar and we just see this. We hear this organ playing. It's almost like a Southern Baptist funeral organ playing. But we're seeing the Sky Bar and we're seeing just lots of boobs and bikinis, but hearing funereal organs playing. And then we realize that we are here at the memorial service for Dog.
This was very try hard to me. Do something. What? Or just this whole funeral for a dog. Pass the torch over to the kids, okay?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, so Tom Schwartz starts. He has like a sort of like poster board. He has like easels and it's a whole presentation. Like someone had to go to Kinko's for this, right? So he's giving his eulogy. He's all sad and he's talking about how Dog was supposed to last 15 to 20 years, but only made it 3 weeks, which to me is like massive indictment on that household, right? Like,
yeah, hope you get pregnant soon.
And then he, you know, at first you sort of think this is all a tongue-in-cheek thing, but he's actually, Tom is like genuinely sad about it. he starts talking about how Dog was, he's like, ah, oh, he really struggled with depression. And I really mean that. Like, he was really lethargic and dejected and picked up knitting and was fighting with his business partners. It was so sad.
Oh, wait.
Oh, Bobo, that was you.
They've brought in a couch just for Katie to sit on and lie around during terrible projects. He's like, I tried to do everything I could to resuscitate him. I poured hot water on him. Then I poured cold water on him. I'm like, so he died of pneumonia. Is that what we're going with this? The fuck?
I stepped on him. I sat on him.
Kicked him. I threw him in a basket. That was fun. I scored 2 points.
So he's like giving this eulogy. And then these like waitresses in bikinis come over with these giant punch bowls. And like, he's genuinely getting himself choked up about it. And you just have these like giant punch bowls and again, boobs and punch bowls. And we're cutting, they keep cutting to like sunbathers and giant ass and everything. And the sad thing is that this stuff happens in LA a lot, you know, like you will go to a bar and there will be a funeral for a lizard happening, you know, just like a few feet away.
So I just wrote, the scene is a struggle. So then Kristen is there, and they're like, where's Jackson Brittany? Who cares? Aren't you guys so glad they're not there? Like, how peaceful is this? But it turns out they're over at Villa Rosa. Because Lisa is, like, now just the head of the mob. It's like,
yeah,
come and see me if you want to talk. Me and Villa Rosa! It's like, Jesus, we're in the same room right now. Can we take 5 minutes and have a talk? No! You must take a right by the first sword and then cross the moat. If you guess the riddle to get over it. And it's like, oh, Jesus
Christ. I know. It is really. I mean, I can't imagine that it's easy to get to Villa Rosa. It's like really hard to drive up into the Hollywood Hills. It's just, it's twisty and turny and it's inconvenient for everyone involved. But yeah. You know what?
Especially the richer you are, because the higher you are and the twistier those hills are, and then there's streets with no name, like, or they all have, like, 10 of the streets have the same name, but it's like making a sharp U-turn down a hill, then a sharp U-turn up a hill, yeah. And like, yeah, it's terrifying.
It is, and on top of that, if you are lucky enough to see road signs, what happens is you'll get to some strange intersection where one road is going to the left, one's going sort of like, sort of left, one's sort of going right, and like Ronnie said, they're sort of going up and down. And then they'll have road signs, and the road signs, you'll see two streets, and the signs will just be pointing in random directions. Like, oh, well, you see a street to your left and a street to your right, but the road signs point up and down.
Yeah, it's like Pee-wee's Big Adventure. You're like, what the hell is going on?
It is true.
And then a swan crosses your path. Because do you remember when Lisa's swans got out? And people were writing like all over the West Hollywood Twitter. They're like, there's a swan in the middle of the road and people are chasing a swan. If anyone sees a swan, I guess call this number.
No, oh, I don't remember that at all. I'm surprised. I blocked it out. So, So Lisa answers the door. She goes, Mrs. Couchy. Oh, welcome. And Jax has like a giant floral offering, like huge, like it was expensive. And Lisa's like, oh, what is this for? And Jack's like, oh, we just brought it for you. He's doing that, like, very, like, that voice he puts on only with Lisa that drives me nuts, where he's super sweet and just like, oh, you know, just this aw shucks guy. Like, I'm just like your son who messes up every now and then. Oh, I just brought this. I'm just sweet inside. I hate it. I hate it because it's so fake.
Yeah, it's too much work, Jack. So we know that you got that for your wedding, and you didn't have to bring a plant and dye your eyebrows in the same day. He looks crazy. So she's like, would you like a glass of rosé? It's like, okay, Lisa, everybody's extra. So basically, she's like, we want to have a family soon, okay? We used to spray and pray, but now we just don't pray anymore. And I was like, wow, way to stab Mama in the heart.
I know. Also, just the idea of Jack spraying Brittany is so vile, and so terrible. I don't need that image at all. Spray and pray.
Vanderpump does a good imitation of Brittany, though. She's like, I've never seen someone so excited to marry a loser. You came down the aisle like this.
It was like a broken Pez dispenser.
She's like, here, since we're giving away things that other people, since we're re-gifting terrible gifts, here's a gift I would like to give you, a tea set.
From Tiffany's. Oh, who's Tiffany? Tiffany Haddish? No, you idiot. Just take it. Oh, it says, to Lisa, love Taylor Armstrong. Who's that? never mind.
We got a Taylor Armstrong tea set.
Oh, we got 100% real authentic Taylor Armstrong tea set.
It just keeps putting itself in your luggage every time you go somewhere. You're like, why is that teapot grinding my luggage?
Whoa. Every time I pour the tea, I get halfway up the cup and it goes, enough! Says something about going Oklahoma on my tea.
Yeah. So she's like, here's my advice to you as a gorgeous married couple. Don't marry Jax. Oh, too late for that. All right, get out.
Yeah. And by the way, the reason why Lisa's giving them their gift now instead of at the wedding, she's like, well, I brought this all the way to Kentucky, but then I realized you'd probably break it because you're both animals. Yeah, spray and pray. So, yeah, so Brittany's like, yeah, well, we're both a lot stronger because of everything that we've gone through and we've grown as a couple and individually. So next time they cheats, I'll know he's cheating, but at least he's grown while he cheats.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for...
Hey, you. Get ready for the return of the Kardashians.
Don't you know?
Kick off the weekend with brand new Keeping Up with the Kardashians on Hey You.
Oh my God!
The Kardashians.
Stream or download all new episodes the same day as the US.
Best reality show.
It's a perfect family on another level.
Download the app or visit heyyou.com to get your 1 month free.
This is a vital update about coronavirus. To help save lives, stay at home. Anyone can spread coronavirus. Only leave your home for the following reasons: to shop for basic necessities, to pick up medicine, to travel to work if you absolutely cannot work from home, to provide care to those who need it, or to exercise. Always stay 2 meters apart. Do not meet others outside your household, even friends and family. Stay home. Protect the NHS. Save lives.
Greg Rappin's commercial.
So then we see Dana and Danica talking. Wait. Yeah, no. Dana, we're back at the party. Yeah, Dana arrives, but Danica's like, Max, can I talk to you? So she pulls him aside and she's like, so what's your problem? Like, what's all this shit talking about me then?
Yeah, and he's like, it started with you, okay? Not me. She's like, okay, well, I have every right to tell you something. Like, I have every right to tell Dana something if, like, something about you rubs me the wrong way, okay? It's like, am I supposed to be quiet if you send out a Cure Royale without a raspberry? No, it needs a raspberry. Raspberry and a Cure Royale, please.
And he's like, oh, so she's your friend and you're just looking out for her then. She's just, yeah, is that what you're saying? She's just your friend. And she's like, no, she works for me and that's why I'm looking out for her.
Yeah, he's like, you were a complete bitch to her the first week she worked there. And she told me all about it. So I'm like, so you realize you're just saying that Dana talked shit behind Danica's back? Is that what you're saying? Oh, I guess other people can do that.
Yeah. It's like, and now you're talking shit about me and saying I'm 86 from my sister restaurant. My own sister restaurant.
I mean, could you just have a comedy called Sister instead of Sister Sister? No, I don't think so.
Manager, that would be the name of our show because we're both managers. You should have had a manager talk.
My own sister restaurant that does not include my other sister restaurant, Pomp. Seriously.
He's like, why would I tell you? I was waiting for you to try and come into Tom Tom so I could tell you that you couldn't come into Tom Tom. She goes, so that's how much of an asshole you are? You want me to try and come into Tom Tom so you can tell me I can't come into Tom Tom? And he's like, yeah.
Yes.
Literally what I just said.
And she goes, you should have told me months ago. Something like that. I actually wrote down, you should have told me months ago, which oddly enough seems to, like, I imagine them telling time in, like, units of months. That does actually make sense to me in a weird way. But so she's clapping like, you should have told me. And we cut over to the Toms and Sandoval's like, dude, don't clap at Max like that, dude. And
I don't like it when she claps.
Yeah, I don't like it. Does someone have a juice box for me? I'm scared.
And she's like, well, congratulations. This plan isn't going to work.
So much clapping, dude.
So then the tom-toms are talking, and Sandoval's like, how's it going, dude? He's like, that was just really intense watching it. Like, Danica's energy, like, maybe take it down a notch.
Okay? Yeah.
Because Max says that she's a disruption, you know? Like, he counts wine glasses, so he needs to be focused.
Yeah, because they're like, how are you doing, Max? He's like, oh, man, I'm just sort of, like, achy and rattled, you know? And like, that's why 86 are from TomTom, you know, because I have to, I'm busy enough as it is. I have to focus, you know, and I can't have her coming in and make me upset.
Yeah. He's like, I 86 her. And Sandoval's like, so it's personal. And he goes, no. And he's like, all right. So, and Schwartz is like, so it's not all personal, right? Right. Cause remember when I said I was on your side, it's not all personal, right? It's other things too. And Sandoval's like, all right. Percentage wise, like, what's the personal part of it? He's like, 90%. Well, that's fucked up, Max, because that's like all personal. Okay.
We all know the policy of TomTom. You cannot 86 someone for personal reasons unless it's Stassi Schroeder, because I mean, obviously it's Stassi, right?
You need to call them at 2 a.m. in the morning the night before, scream at them, call them a dumb bitch, and then 86 them. All right, we have protocol, bro.
It's much more fun that way. So then Schwartz starts to backpedal. He's like, oh, yeah, that's not right. Oh, I wish you would have told me that to start with. I was on your side. I was being objective by just blindly being on your side and not asking any questions about the situation. Mom.
He knew exactly what was going on. This guy is so incompetent. How does he have this job? It makes me crazy watching him have this job. He's like, I didn't know it was personal. What part didn't you think was personal? He said he didn't want her in there because she was spreading rumors about his girlfriend.
Yeah, Tom Schwartz drives me nuts. Like, really, really drives me nuts.
Again, it used to be cute like a decade ago, but now it's just like, you're so old and sad. You know, it's like cute when you were like young and sad and could fit in like model jocks, you know, that was cute. Like cute, young, dumb people are adorable, but dumb young people are adorable. Dumb people old really people. Adorable. Trust me. So there's like a special place in nowhere for us. Okay. Dumb old people just end up doing podcasts forever. Okay. Mm-hmm. Save yourself.
Okay. Don't be committed to this future. So then Sheena walks over to Katie and Stassi. She goes, so obviously Kristen's not here, but like, well, I was like staying at her room, and like, she was like, she asked me to come over tonight, so like, if you have anything that you want me to like relay to her, like, I'm happy to do that in a very inaccurate way. Okay, what do you need to say?
It isn't even about Carter to me. Like, it started that way. Is it annoying? Yeah. But, like, Kristen, like, you can't have a conversation because, like, you can't be honest with me. And, like, your life is off limit. So, and basically, Stassi's like, yeah, Kristen worships failure, you know? And I can't with her anymore. Yeah. So Sheena's like, well, Katie, I feel like with you specifically, like, she thinks you're unhappy about something in your own life and you're like projecting it onto her.
Yeah. She said that like she's doing like a lot of social media work and stuff. And then she has like James May and like house renovations, and like she's like really busy. And like, you know, Katie, you don't even have any sort of famous enchiladas that you can make on a reliable basis. So
then the fight becomes about witches of WeHo wine, which, you know, I don't know was a great idea to begin with, but they're all supposed to be three working this together, and they're not all working it together. And Katie's not doing shit, right? Kristen seems to be the only one doing anything. And Stassi's like, I can't sell something I don't believe in.
I'm like, you worked at Sur for many years, okay? You peddled that Chilean sea bass to lots of people. You can do it. You can do it.
You wrote a book on the Notes app on your phone, okay? Using Siri. You can sell some t-shirts, okay, ma'am?
Yeah. And Katie's like, that's a convenient narrative, because just because I don't own a business doesn't mean that I'm not busy, okay? I do a lot with my day. And then we just sort of see her, like, around the house, knitting, sitting down, lying down,
sighing with the dog. Like, a lot of sighing. Like, she even gives those dirty looks, so like those shitty Katie faces when she's alone at her house. Like, they show her laying on her bed with her dog, and she's like,
she's like, I'm finding projects all the time.
What did she turn on? Alexa what? Turned on. I don't know. Talking about Katie. That's how annoying Katie is. She even gets my Alexa to be like, shut up.
Because Alexa's like, I have something to add to this situation, okay? She asked me to do everything for her. She literally does nothing. I do her knitting, and I'm a robot.
She's like, and then it cuts back to, first of all, the poor cameramen who have to be stuck at Katie and Tom's house must be like, what are we doing with her? What is this show even, you know? So they're getting her doing nothing, basically. And then it cuts back to her, and she goes, I'm finding new projects all the time.
So she's not actually doing them, but she's finding them.
Yeah. So Katie's like, that honestly, like, pisses me off. Like, I can go on Pinterest and steal other people's funny quotes, too, and slap them on a T-shirt. Come on.
At least that involves some sort of motivation. At least Kristen is taking the time to go onto Pinterest and find those quotes and decide that they're good enough to go onto her T-shirts. At least there's that.
Agreed. So Sheena's like, okay, so full permission to relay this all night. And they're like, yeah, please. And Katie goes, Stassi goes, I give zero fucks. And Katie goes, put that on your shirt.
It would probably do nicely, actually. And if you did it, you would actually maybe like earn some money off of it.
Yeah, probably a lot of Erica Jane fans are already looking at that. Yeah. But what were you saying again about stealing sayings? So Dana and Max, back to Dana and Max at the party talking.
Yeah. So now they're talking about their situation. And Max is telling Dana that Danica is the source of all their problems. And she's, you know, like she's like the worst. And Dana's like, well, from my perspective, it sort of seemed like you were happy that things didn't work out and you were like excited to get this way out of the relationship. He's like, that's not true. That's not true.
I'm so sorry I got caught up. I was like, hey, I wonder if this live streaming thing is working. And so I looked at it and it's like all these comments like, here's where we're having issues. Not the time to be looking at that. Sorry.
What are the issues?
Buffering, spinning wheel. So I guess that's not really working out. We're going to have to try again later. Okay.
All right. Good experiment.
Yeah. This worked out great, guys. But anyway, the recap goes on, darling. I'm sorry I even looked. So what was the last thing you said so I don't repeat it?
It was basically Dana saying that Max was happy that he had a way to get out of the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And he's saying, no, that's not true.
Yeah, it's totally true. And she's like, but like, I apologized. And then you were like, no. So, and he's like, but we can't, like, we just can't move on right now. Okay. Like, I don't have another excuse for it. I'm just going to say we can't. Okay. But like, I know I like you. And I like knew it the moment I like touched your lips.
Yeah. He's like, bowling balls are not meant to stay on fingers. Okay. All right. I have to be free.
I'm sorry I ruthed out this relationship. That's just the way it is. All right.
Okay, you know? And so she's like, why are you so worried about what other people say? He's like, no one has ever talked about me positively. She's like, I have. I guess that didn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, who cares? This is so fake. You're stupid. Listen, I watched The Bachelor. I'm used to like just pretending fake relationships are real, but this one's sad. Like, you're begging for Max. Get some self-respect. It's bad enough that you went back to Max last week and were like, decided I needed a storyline after all, so I'm going to forgive Max. That was pathetic enough. Stay away from Max, okay? Get some self-respect back if you're going to carry this show, Dana. Yeah.
Dana, literally, like, jump back into the pool. And, like, the actual pool that's right behind you, just jump in that pool. There's, like, three hot guys in there. Just date one of them.
Yeah, you'll already be the cleanest person on this cast. And that'll mean something.
Maybe she was just triggered because the first time we met Dana was at the Mondrian when she was up in that suite that they got last season. Yeah. So when she's like back there, she's like, oh my God, must find a guy to be with. Otherwise, I'm going to be stuck in a suite again with those guys.
Yeah, look how far you've come.
Yes, full circle. Speaking of full circle, we now go to Vanderpump Dogs, home of so many controversies over the past year. And Lisa arrives with two big floppy dogs. And she brings them inside, and Lala is there pretending to be a volunteer. She's like basically picking up a box of something, and Lisa finds her and goes, Lala!
How are you? And she's like, oh my God, I'm so happy. Just did some dog food.
Yeah. And then Lisa throws something at John Sessa, who scurries away. I was actually surprised that we did not get a big John Sessa moment.
Yeah. Yeah, she's probably relegated him to the background for a while.
Yeah.
He caused enough trouble. He's lucky to still have a job, that one.
He certainly is.
So they start talking. James and Raquel come in. Wow, everybody is shocked. She's like, I didn't know they were coming in. I am gobsmacked.
Wow, who'd have thought another unexpected moment of drama would happen here at my store? I can't believe all these things, all these truths that come out that were never planned for.
So Lala's like, yeah, I'm just here because I'm volunteering my time. You still good for Saturday, Raquel? We're just gonna have a snack and some coffee and some girl talk, girl.
And Lisa does actually seem to be a little rattled by the fact that James is there. She's saying how she really had to basically cut James off. And she's like, I had to make him listen by not saying anything at all. It's almost as if it were magic.
I can't talk right now, but if you'd like to come to my house.
God, jeez, here we go again. And so, next up, the Toms go shopping for extra clothes. Well, it has to be extra. Whoa, what a coincidence. I found some pants for a 9-foot-tall man, and I got stilts. Nuts.
Yeah, he goes, I have a confession to make. Don't tell anyone. I bought stilts.
You just know, I could hear the sound of Ariana's eyeballs rolling. Just, I could hear the sound of like them rolling from the left and all the way on the right, and they just rolled. I heard them.
And Schwartz is like, whoa, so you were already in the market for stilt pants?
Quotes only heard on this show. I also think that Tom described himself as loud, flamboyant, and did I hear this correctly? Effervescent?
Effervescent. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Effervescent.
Yeah. And Lala's leopardvescent because she's showing up to coffee in a leopard jumpsuit and a stupid headscarf.
She sort of was giving me like Gypsy Cheetah. She's like the new, like, she was like Carol Baskin going to try to pass legislation at the state office, right?
She was just full on. I thought she looked like a lady in like a cleaning product commercial in 1986.
She was just, she was so extra. And then they were at this awful coffee shop called Coffee Dose, which I've never been to, but just everything about it was really annoying. Like the cups all said things like anti-bitch serum. Yeah. It's like very made for Instagram.
Yeah. Raquel shows up and Raquel looks crazy too. Like everybody just looks crazy on the show. Raquel is wearing like some Little House on the Prairie, like saloon hooker thing, but then with like a long red velvet black bow hanging down. So they get drinks or whatever. And she's like, oh my God. Lala says, you look so girly. And she goes, you look like a badass boss ass bitch.
She's like consulting her notes. She's like, you look like a boss bitch.
It's like, I'm really glad you were down to hang out. And Raquel's like, there's just one thing I want to mention. Last summer, you put down my intelligence, and it's one thing to question my character, but it's another entirely to totally question my intelligence. And if you really feel like that I'm good to take my anti-bitch serum chai latte to go, and we don't have to have this conversation.
I just want to say, you were really mean to me in a way that was really not cool. And, you know, my character is my character, but also page one. Oh, over. Okay. You were mean. So what do you have to say about that?
Poor Raquel. I love that she thinks like putting down your character is worse than putting down your intelligence. I mean, fine. That's just my character. Who cares?
Yeah. It's one thing to make fun of my character. That's pretty big up there.
That's worse, yeah.
So Lala goes, my time is very precious, and I wouldn't waste it on someone who I felt was a true idiot. So I'm like, so you were wasting it on someone you feel is kind of an idiot, maybe? Or, and what are you doing with your time again, Lala? Just remind me.
Yeah, how is your time precious again? Just because one fat guy pays a lot for it doesn't make it precious.
Okay. Like, are you like due at the chicken fryer and like at 3 o'clock or something? Are you got to make supper for Randall? Like, what's happening?
So Raquel goes, that means so much to me. Thank you.
You don't know how long it took for me to memorize that. I tried it in the mirror so many times. Did I get the character and intelligence thing right? Did I say that right? Yes, you were great. Okay, that makes me feel so good. I needed that. Thank you.
So Raquel's all proud of herself. She's like, it's really hard to stand up to a bully, especially one in my emotional state. But now that I've did it, I feel amazing. Raquel's like the cutest little thing. I just want to take Raquel in and pet her and comb her hair. Tell her it's going to be okay, little crazy beau. It'll be okay.
She is definitely that kid in the school play who walks on stage and then gets confused and then finally figures out what they're supposed to be doing. And the audience of parents just claps because they're so happy for the child.
Yeah.
So Lala's like, yeah, I just want to see how you're doing, Skiskew. And I've, you know, I've heard a few things about James. And then all of a sudden we go over to James at Villa Rosa and he walks. There's this really odd moment. He walks into Villa Rosa and like Lisa emerges and he's like, hello, how are you? And she stares at him like, are we shooting today?
Yeah, she just kind of stares at him and she's got a cup of tea as big as her head. Like the woman is just becoming ridiculous. So he's like, hello, how are you? And they just stare at each other and she's like, all right, well, I guess you can sit down then. And then she just stares at him. Like,
she's like, you'll have to pardon me. I tried my first edible just now. Are you me and am I you? I can't tell.
Speak, don't speak. If you speak, I'm going to speak. Don't do it! Do not do it! Do not speak! All right, speak, speak, speak. Don't do it! I'm like, this is the weirdest standoff.
For some reason, I feel like I have a modicum of responsibility for your welfare, and I don't know why, since you're not even my child. I was half expecting James's mom to, like, show up and be like, hello, governor, you want him? You want him to be your child? Go take him. He needs a good mother. I can't provide him such, but you be a good mother to him.
I dreamed a dream of Tom Gumboy.
Give him the life that I couldn't give him, Lisa. Go take him, Lisa.
So, she's like, well, I saw the text to your girlfriend. Slut, whore, skank, slut, whore, skank, slut, slut, whore, whore. Wait, here's a nice one. No, it's slut again. What do you think of that? And he's like, well, you know, these are just words that come out of my mouth, Lisa. You know, those words just kind of come out of my mouth when I'm angry, Lisa.
They're just words. That's all. She's like, it doesn't matter. You use those words to the girl that stood by your side. Sort of like when Kyle Richards said I was a liar.
But I don't say it when I'm sober, Lisa. I don't say it when I'm sober. She's like, and doesn't that say everything, James?
You have to get help. He's like, I did, Lisa. I went to my first AA meeting yesterday. And she's like, broken bird.
Yeah, idea. They taught me when someone calls and they say I've got a flat tire, be there in a jiffy. You know, you pull out your crowbar and you help them with the tire, and then you say good night, ma'am. It's all on us, all right. That's AAA, you idiot. All right.
No, I swear it was AA because I had to go there and say I'm doing a trip from LA to San Francisco, and they told me all the restaurants on the way. I swear that was AA.
No, I know it was actually AA, Lisa, because the jukebox wasn't working and I hit it and it started again. That's Fonzie, James. AA.
No. I swear it was AA. I went there and I signed up and they gave me complimentary miles and I can redeem my ticket anytime. No, that's American Airlines, AA.com, no.
So yeah, he went to his first meeting. He's like, don't you fucking lie to me, James. I know when you're lying, eight of diamonds. What does that mean, Lisa? Behind your ear, here it is, darling.
I always know where you go. The reason why is I was there all along.
So then back with the restaurant, Raquel tells Lala, she's like, yeah, yesterday I drove him to his first AA meeting and I watched him go in and then I waited outside for an hour and then he came back out again. They even gave him a chip. It broke my tooth when I tried to eat it.
he used it, made a really nice coaster for his gin and tonic. James shows his chip to Lisa. He's like, look, Lisa, I'll have a chip. She's like, oh, that's not the only chip. Three more behind your ears. Yes. So, yeah, he basically talked about how we had to stand up in front of the meeting and say he was an alcoholic and was really hard. And he starts to cry. It was actually, like, very moving. I was very proud of him because this has been overdue. He's needed to do this for a while. So I was glad that he's at least taken the first few steps to treating his issue or his disease.
I mean... So then Lala, Dumpy and alcohol.
When it sits on TV,
I'm like, what? At this point with James, I'm just like,
okay. I'm preemptively on his side because I think that Lala is bullshit around here. So,
I'll just say this. I've known enough drug addicts that I want the best for James. I like James, but I'm going to make sure that my TV is screwed into the wall when James comes over. Okay?
I mean, there's no way he is... stayed on that wagon, but I appreciate that he's at least made it to AA now. So Lala starts crying and starts talking about her first AA meeting, you know, because this is really about Lala.
It's about Lala, yeah, at the end of the day.
Yeah. And she's like, I love this. Oh my God. Like, I'm excited for you guys. And I'm excited for you and me, Raquel. We're going to have a great friendship for the next 24 hours or so.
She's like, yeah, I remember feeling so broken, so overwhelmed, and then doing a monologue from Little Women. I got applause. So, you know, it ended up okay, but it started out really bad. I'm excited for us. So then back at the house, Vanderpump's like, you can do it. Now, listen, if there's ever a slip up and you really want to have a drink, give me a call, James. I'm there for you, James.
And if I'm not available, I may patch you through to Rocio, but that's neither here nor there.
I need to see Rocio and make sure she's okay. I need a wellness check on Rocio. Have we seen Rocio?
We have not seen Rocio. I'm very concerned.
Where's Rocio? I need a wellness check, please.
Wellness check. So now back over at Jack's and Brittany's house, Kristen shows up with her dogs, and she's got like a little tote bag, and Brittany's like, oh, you're wearing the bridesmaid's tote bag. Oh, my God. Wow. I just can't keep this wedding up. I'm so sad it's over. Look, our marriage license came in today. Like, of course. Of course. She just is going to assault you with wedding stuff as soon as you walk through the door.
Yeah, and she's wearing her bride. I'm a bride! Whatever, robe at the same time. And Kristen is like, like, Sheena came over and she told me all this mean stuff that they were saying about me. And they said that my business was basically like copying things off of Pinterest.
Seriously. And meanwhile, Jax is all pissed because they have to get dressed up and be extra for Tom Sandoval's birthday party. He's like, I don't want to be extra. Like, it's annoying, you know? Meanwhile, flash forward to next week at Jax's party where he's dressed up in a wig.
Yeah, Jax is so gel. It's so funny. He's like a little kid. Yeah. You just had a princess party and a wedding in a castle with Hooters waitresses. So
put on a wig. Yeah. Put on a wig.
So then over at Tom and Ariana's, he's trying on stilts and she's just staring at herself in the mirror really hard, like, just focus on my own eyes so I don't kill him.
He's like, dude, I want to try peeing in the toilet with these on. She's like, no, it's just going to be terrible. Please don't do that.
So they're back at Brittany's. They're trying on different clothes and stuff, going over different clothes, costumes and stuff. And Brittany's like, oh, well, which is the WeHo? So, what's that? You're having another wine coming out, right? Did you talk to him? And she's like, no. Oh, yeah, this is a Pinterest thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still on this same thing. And Jax is like, you know what? I think that you're, like, wrapped up in this shit way too much. Like, look at me and Sandoval. Like, just let it be what it is. It's like, oh, yeah, you're so chill with the whole Sandoval.
Yeah, he's like, this is life. People grow apart. You know what? Yeah, people grow apart. That's just what happens.
That's you, just the chill guy in the relationship, huh?
Yeah, you were real chill about the fact that your mom didn't come to your wedding after you didn't invite her. And then you're like, she didn't even text me. That just hurts. I'm like, well, what happened to, people just grow apart, Jax? It's funny how that works when you don't want them to grow apart from you. Yeah.
So then Max and it's the party. It's the extra party.
So Max comes in dressed as Chip Hartley, which is one of Tom Sandoval's characters. And Brett is with him. And Brett is dressed like Tom Sandoval dressed as Sia in New Orleans. And Tom Sandoval's character, I believe, was named Visa Manderpump because they put it up there. And the Brett is acting like he's sort of like too cool for this. He's like, yeah, no, it's like it's a great honor to be dressed as, what was it, like Pisa Manderpump? I don't even know. My ex was a makeup tutorialist. I don't even know.
And Charlie doesn't dress up. She's like, every day I'm the most extra version of myself, so I showed up as me. Do not try and give me pasta.
Yeah.
I will tell you
if
that.
If you want to feed me avocado, then I just won't be there.
And then Stassi shows up as Marie Antoinette, which, you know, I get relating to people. Just remember that that bitch was beheaded, okay?
Yeah. Listen, Marie Antoinette tried to force carbs onto the population, okay? And guess what they did? They cut off her head.
Yeah. So Sheena is, I'm extra sexual!
Oh. So, and then Jax is like, the theme for my costume is that I'm extra annoyed that Sandoval is making me dress up. That's my theme. I'm like, how about the theme for our costume is that we're extra annoyed that we had to watch 3 weeks of your wedding.
Yeah. 3 weeks. 2 years.
2 years. True.
So then Lala sees Kristen and comes over and says hi. And Tom's walking, probably, trying to walk in stilts.
Yeah. He's like just struggling in. Carter is there also, by the way. Carter is still lingering around, even though literally everyone has said that they just don't even care about Carter. They don't care if he's there. No one cares about Carter, and he still shows up.
And then everyone's wooing, and then there's just this bored guy juggling bottles. Showed him like every 2 seconds, and he's just like throwing them. He's like just throwing them up, kind of catching them. He's like the KDM bottle throwers. I think he was a juggler though.
Oh, maybe. Either way, Max falls on his butt because he's on roller skates and he clearly doesn't know how to actually stand on them. So he falls on his ass, which is great. And then James is like trying very hard to stay in the way. He's like, excuse me, I'd like some water. Water? Can I just get some water, please? Water? Water? Please? No?
And then Raquel goes up to Lala and she's like, oh my God, you're wearing that outfit so beautifully. I love it. And Lala's like, so how's everything going with James, your loser boyfriend? She's like, well, he hasn't drank tonight, so it's going great.
And Lala's like, did James go to his friend's birthday party? Because I heard everyone there was getting fucked up. Because Logan saw videos of everyone getting fucked up, and like Logan saw it. So, Logan.
Oh, here we go with Logan again. What a shocker.
I know. Also, Lala, why? Like, if you're trying to be helpful, why are you not just asking James this? Like, what are you trying to do here? So, Raquel's basically like, I don't understand your friendship with Logan, you know? And Lala's like, Logan's a good friend, okay? He lied for James a few years ago about hooking up and stuff, which was like,
Logan was the one who brought up the hooking up and stuff. He's the one who lied about it in the first place and then lied that it was a lie later. If it was a lie, who even knows what happened with that? But
so, yeah,
I love that she's making Logan the hero when Logan's the one who started that.
Well, but also just like, I mean, I think at the time we sort of suspected that maybe Logan was falling on the sword for James. Who knows? Who cares? But the point is that like, Lala is pretending to be supportive of James when she is all too happy to bring up this messy situation with Logan from 2 years ago. And Raquel picks up on that. She's like, this girl is so fake. She's like, this is a fake person.
Yeah. Raquel's like, no, he made that up. And she's like, oh, you still believe that? Poor thing. Like, look, I know it was true. I've been there when there were deals like, I get a blowjob if I win, and then you do something if you win. And Raquel's like, what the hell, Lala? Shut the fuck up. That is not true.
And Lala's like, don't ever say shut the fuck up again. Okay? Don't ever say that to me again.
Yeah, you don't want to pop off like that with me. You don't want to pop off like that with me again. Right?
And Raquel's like, I said it. And she's like, oh, yeah. It's like, I know we want to keep our heads in the clouds, but you have to bring it down for 5 minutes. I'm like, you know what, Lala? Okay. For the amount of people that you have said shut the fuck up to, and worse, the fact that you can't even, that you are always so happy to say that shit to other people, but when someone says it to you, when you are being actually out of line, is bullshit.
Yeah, marrying someone with accomplishments doesn't mean you've accomplished anything, okay? Yeah. Sorry, you're nobody, lady. Get off your high horse.
So why don't you focus on like refilling Randall's Lipitor, prescription, okay, rather than this.
Sorry. So Raquel's like, believe me, you want to believe. And she's like, yeah, like you want to believe your husband. And she's like, yeah, you should try it sometime. And then Raquel just walks off, which good for her, not good falling for her into that trap.
Yeah, Lala was not being supportive. I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying that whatever Lala was saying is false, but I don't, like, you can't act like you're just trying to be there for someone. You have this place in your heart, or you're excited for this new friendship. And then you just like come in, you just attack in that way. You know, like I heard he was getting drunk at this party because Logan said something. That's just not how you.
Yeah, Lala, like you're at a party right now where everybody's getting fucked up and you're saying you're sober. So what's the difference? Just shut the fuck up. Stay in your own lane, weirdo. So then Tom Sandoval has an extra costume, extra. So he changes into that, and they give him his cake and sing happy birthday. And then Stacey and Katie are talking because, you know, Katie sees Kristen like right by them. So she's like, let's start talking about what an asshole Kristen is right now, right? So she's like, listen, I want a girls' night, but like an epic one. Like maybe wine night or like, here's who I want to invite. Brittany, Ariana, Lala, that weird blonde girl who keeps thinking she's on our show. Diana, Carmen, maybe Billy Lee. I would love for Billy Lee to come. That would be great.
Just to show that I do welcome her. It's like every season, Katie has to organize some sort of social event and specifically exclude one person.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's how
many
Katie
times
is.
Have we seen this?
Every year, Katie has to exclude somebody and make them feel like shit. So this is this one. And no one wants to go to your girls' night, Katie, okay? So Stassi's like, what about Kristen? She's like, no. So, of course, Kristen is right
flops
there.
Flops over.
Yeah.
She's like, hey, what are you guys talking about? So Kristen's like, so I know you guys told Sheena you don't want to be my friend or you want a break from me or whatever the fuck it is. And I just want to know if you give a fuck about the business deal because we're in it together. Ka-ka.
She's like, I'm still in it because we have contracts. But the minute the contracts are up, I do not want to be in it. And Katie's like, even though things suck right now between us, like, I'm hoping we can find a way to be professional. Okay. So then Kristen tries again, and she's like, you know, I feel like really, that one hurt. That one, I feel really disconnected right now, okay?
Yeah, and Sauce is like, yeah, no shit. There is a massive disconnect. It's weird for you to even say that. And Kristen's like, it is weird for me to have to say that. It is weird. Everyone's like, okay. So then we go back over to Lala, and Lala's with Logan, and she's saying, talking about how bad our conversation with Raquel was. And then Raquel is talking to James and talking about how, like, what her conversation with Lala was all about.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, Logan said you were fucked up. And James is like, I wasn't there. I wasn't there that night. I wasn't there. Fuck Logan, by the way, right? Also, I'm not ordering a drink.
Cancel that absolutely non-alcoholic beverage that I just ordered.
So then Kristen and the girls, she's like, well, Sheena told me that you like made fun of like my clothing line. So, like, what's up with that? And Katie's like, yes, Kristen. Yes. But she said you were knocking on my shirts. And she's like, oh yeah. Well, you were saying that I'm unhappy and I'm like projecting it onto you.
That's the most ridiculous and convenient narrative I've heard in quite some time, Kristen. I'm very, very happy, as you can see by my huge smile that I have all the time.
But you got to love this show that they don't make you wait for payback. It's like next week, Tom yelling that he doesn't want to fuck her because she's disgusting.
And it's so funny. They're so savage to each other. She's like, Katie's like, all I've done is listen to you bitch about wine and you're a miserable human being. She's like, you know, you're supposed to be like my two best friends, my two sisters. And Stassi's like, we are not best friends and we are not sisters. Okay. We have not been sisters for a while. I don't even know you anymore. Seriously.
Those girls are such assholes. I want them to pull an Atlanta. We're on Real Housewives of Atlanta. Every year they try and get someone who can just bring down NeNe, you know, because NeNe is such a monster. And they need to do that on this show. Like, I get that people are queen bee. Like, it happened to Vanderpump this year on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, lover or hater. It happened to her. I mean, you shouldn't just let people, like, sit at the top and treat everyone else like shit. I want to see people directly come for Stassi and Katie.
But, you know, the thing is, I think why that might not happen, and maybe why the show, for a lot of people, have had issues with it. Although, honestly, I actually like this season. But I think one of the reasons why people have issues with it is that there is no real queen bee at the moment. And there hasn't been one for a little while. When the show began, Stassi was the queen bee of the show. And she had her minions, you know, and the Witches of WeHo were their own little group. But these days, they're just part of an ensemble, right? And so there is no taking down Stassi, because what are they taking down? They're just, it's like, she's not like the top of the ladder at Sir. She has her books. I mean, they're just not.
Well, I just
there
mean
is
letting,
no sense
I
to
need
that.
Someone like come up against the villains, you know, it's like these girls are just allowed to be mean because everybody's afraid of them. You know, nobody will do anything to them or stand up to them in any, or try and make them look stupid, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The only one who was really doing that most recently was Lala. And then she just realized, oh, I could just be one of them. And Lala, yeah, in many ways, is the one who I would love to see taken down even more than Stassi. Stassi is just sort of like mellowed out into just like, you know, Stassi. And Lala, though, is the one who is really high on her horse, who really, really has an attitude problem. And I think that she's the one who I'd be very excited to see get taken down a few pegs.
But
these
I think
days.
Part of the reason that Stassi, like, she's mellowed, we keep saying she's mellowed, and I guess that would be true, but from like a normal level, but part of the reason she was so feisty in the first couple of seasons is because people were trying to bring her down, namely Jax. He was always gaslighting her and lying to her and cheating on her and doing all of this stuff, and so it gave her something to react to, whereas now it's just like
yeah. Well, also she was a waitress and she had an actual territory, right? And so she ruled the roost, but she doesn't rule the roost of anything really anymore. Yeah. And she's like, dare I say, matured, which is really the worst thing that could happen on this show. So like, I don't know. I mean, I enjoy watching the Witches of WeHo squabble. Like, I always think that's really funny because they're always putting someone's always getting kicked out. And Stassi always gets the blame for being the one who kicks them out. But I actually think that Katie is the one who is really the driving force behind all that. It's been a while since they've really turned on Katie, actually. I feel like the last time there was a real turn on Katie was probably season two. There was a period of time in season two when they were really vicious to Katie, and it's been a while. So maybe like we could
get
that.
It's time, people. It's time. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of Vanderpump Rules, everybody. We will be back tomorrow with Summer House, and we'll try this. We'll keep trying this live streaming thing until we get it right. Damn it. In the meantime, go sign up over at Patreon for bonuses and videos and all that good stuff. Go grab a t-shirt, an Isolate t-shirt, over at patreon.com. You'll find our links, or crappinsmerch.com. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Hey, I'm Dermot Kennedy. To listen to my new single, Rome, click the link now.
You remember when midnight drives, when you'd sing, I'd play you songs you were in. I just want to be there again. You remember when with Rome below us that day, you said I wish we could stay. I just want to be there again. Do you remember when? Oh, do you remember when?
A Friday night family dinner should be a time of calm and relaxation. A chance to unwind after a hard week with the ones you love. But not if you're the Goodman family. Chaotic British sitcom Friday Night Dinner is back on Channel 4, starring Simon Bird, Tom Rosenthal, Tamsin Gregg, Paul Ritter and Mark Heap. It's an extra helping of belly laughs. Brand new Friday Night Dinner starts Friday, 27th of March, only on Channel 4 and All 4.